Fuck the six and the seven, I'ma put big dubs on the gray ink. Hold your wrist when you squeeze, the slugs will stay straight. And can I get a witness? Swiss Beats the monster, Jada Kiss, Mr. Biggs is big business.
So you're ready for some big business?
No.
Wait, what do you mean no? Like, it can't be not ready for big business.
No.
Okay. Let's just get right to it. How did you feel about big business?
That one show was like boring. All the matches were predictable. I didn't like that one match. The Mercedes thing, like, it was okay. Like, I love her presentation on it. I just hate her music.
Yes.
CEO, like, CEO, CEO. That's going to get annoying real fucking fast.
Okay. So, all right. So, hear me out. There's a lot of people that have the opposite reaction of they like the music. The music is good. Like, the music is dope. I fucking hate it. Like, I think it's fucking garbage. I think it's trash. I don't care who made it. Whoever made it, it's fucking garbage. I did not like it at all. I hated I hated the music. Like, her whole presentation, her whole vibe, great. But I hated the music. So let's just start off with AEW, because the show starts off with Renee in the background and her Mercedes Maybach pulls up. If you didn't know, that's a very expensive, expensive Mercedes, which a lot of people have no idea. They just like some car pulled up and it's like, that's a Maybach. That's like the Mercedes ever. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that is the most high expensive Mercedes car that they have. Like, what are you talking about? They were like, no, it's just a car. It's like, no, they were like, oh, it's a Mercedes car. It's a Maybach. Like, it's like exclusive to the top of the top. Like, Maybachs are exclusive to the top of the top. What are you talking about? Like, maybe it's because like I'm this like rich coded that I understood it, but everybody else was like, oh, it's just a Mercedes. It's like, no, that's like the greatest Mercedes ever. The fuck are you talking about?
Like, no, I don't know.
Like, I don't know why I went on a car rant, but like that pissed me off when people was like, it's just a car. It's a Mercedes. No, no, it's a special kind of car. Like, that car is like a fucking, the elite of the elite class can afford that car, which I think now Mercedes Moné can afford that car. Like,
yeah.
The car pulled up and then they cut to black and then they went to the arena. They started chanting. And then the music hit, CEO on the screen, and then there she was. She came out, and she cut a promo. So, what did you think of her promo?
It was all right. Like, I don't have no complaints.
Like,
just the jarring music. That's my only complaint, the jarring music.
Yeah, the music sucked. And, like, she came out, she talked about her past and how she got there, and, like, looking up to Eddie Guerrero, being from Boston, chaotic wrestling. She talked about all of this stuff. And then she said something that, like, a lot of people, like, well, not a lot of people, like, a quarter of the people latched on when she said, this is the only place I can take women's wrestling global. And everybody was like, oh, that's a shot at WWE, that's a shot at WWE. And it's like, no, that was literally just saying, I could take it global because I can wrestle in Stardom, I could wrestle in CMLL, I could wrestle anywhere I want. That's what that meant. Like, that's literally, like, everyone that took it out of context just wants to just, like, have this whole tribalism bullshit. And it's like, dude, that's
they
not
want
even
the
where
beef.
She took it. Yeah, it's like, that's not even where she took it. Like, I don't know why people said that. And
yeah, I even understood that shit as, like, she could go anywhere.
Yeah. And the funny part was, like, she mentioned that the main event was Willow Nightingale versus Riho. And, I saw, like, three people go, wait, what the fuck? Why is that the thing? And it's like, dude, don't you understand? Like, she's going to come back out at the end of the night and get into that with Riho or Willow? Like, why didn't you not understand that? Like, they wasn't just going to put that match on first. Like, I can understand, oh, they didn't put the world title on, but also you have to think about this. If everyone was there for Mercedes, why not put your fucking world title match on right after that?
Yep.
Like, that's so logical. It's like, we have the most eyeballs. Let's put our biggest title match right after she goes off the air. Just like, boom, there it goes. Like, yeah. And it's just like, that was smart. That's fucking smart. Like, anyone who thought that was dumb is just dumb. Like, that was smart. Like, you have the most people, like, a million people tuned in to watch Mercedes. And, like, they were all there. And literally just showed them the world title match, even though a couple of them did just, like, skip out. Like, oh, I just came for Mercedes. Oh, fuck this shit. And they just left. No, the people who stayed literally got to see it, and they got to see Wardlow versus Joe.
Nothing. Oh, was I supposed to say something?
Yeah, wow. It's not that bad. So
seriously, it did. That's my answer. It did.
The funny part right before that was, like, they had this little, I almost called him Chugs, I'm sorry, Adam Cole thing. They had this Adam Cole thing, and he just, like, read this story about this monster is going to destroy Samoa Joe. And, like, I'm listening to this story, and I'm like, I know exactly what's about to happen, and they need to kick Wardlow out. Like, you gave him this massive thing, this whole story. It, like, made him feel like he was going to slay the dragon, and he did nothing. You have to kick him out. Like, you have to kill this guy. Like, that's all I was thinking. Like, so let me say this story. I was like, yeah, he's got to kill him. He's got to murder this dude. It's over. It's fucking over.
He never fit into the game with, to be honest with you.
He didn't. And, like, now that you just, like, lost to Joe, and, like, it wasn't, like, a squash match, but, like, Joe choked you out and you died. And it's like, it's no point. And it's like, you gotta go, pal. Like, you gotta go. Like, you're just bringing down the Undisputed Kingdom at this point. It's like, you gotta go.
Yep. The only issue, though, that group needs muscle. And who would you get to replace him? Like, as of now, it needs muscle. Like, once Cole is, like, better, like, you don't need the muscle. Like, he's the brains, he'll control everything. But, you know, Cole's going to be out for a minute. Who do you get to replace Wardlow?
That's the thing. I don't think they need muscle. Because if you remember, the Undisputed Era didn't have muscle. They didn't have anybody muscly.
Yeah.
I feel like this put together was, like, a Tony Khan thing. Let's throw Wardlow in there. And it's like, no. You don't need Wardlow. Like, I would have been cool with just the four of them, just by themselves, but you threw Wardlow in there, and it's like, oh, we're going to make Wardlow this. And it's like, no, we're fine. We're fine. So, like, kicking Wardlow out is fucking, I'm cool with it. And
the only reason I say they need the muscle guy is because, mm-hmm. You know, the stereotypical thing, like, oh, me have muscles, me dummy. So Cole could easily fucking manipulate him and whatever. Kind of like he's doing the Wardlow, obviously, like, that's, it's going to end up like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the only reason I say they need muscle.
I hate that trope. Like, I hate, like, the dumb muscle guy. It's like, we can make a faction without the dumb muscle guy and just have regular people in it. And you can still manipulate, like, the one regular person, like, just like, oh, haha, you're stupid. And, like, the meathead dumb thing is, like, it's not really, like, it doesn't appeal to me because, like, I'd rather big guys be all by themselves. Like, the only time I like big guys is, like, if they're in a tag team. Other than that, I don't like big guys in a group. Like, that's it.
We're going to get into big guys in a tag team later.
Yes. So, Joe chokes him out, and then all of a sudden, we have Swerve come in and beat up Samoa Joe, well, run off Samoa Joe and beat up a bunch of security guards, and Joe kicked one security guard that was laying on the floor. That was fucking hilarious.
It was.
So it looks like they're going with Joe versus Swerve at Dynasty.
I'm good with that.
I'm not, because I feel like it's too early for, I know people are going to be like, oh, well, Swerve needs to win the title. Swerve needs to win the title. I know you microwave idiots want the title on him immediately. And I feel like a bigger deal would be to have him win it at Double or Nothing. If he loses to Joe and then they go, oh, we're going to run it back at Double or Nothing, I'm not going to care even more than I already don't care now. And, like,
question.
Uh-huh.
like, okay, Swerve is like a really over face right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And none of them are heels, obviously, right?
Yes.
What if none of them turn on him during that match, which they're going to do eventually? They turn him on that match eventually, and that's how they like run it back later at a pay-per-view.
I would hate it even more than I already hate it now. Like, I'm okay. Not like, I'm not a fan of this. Like I said, I think Swerve is a good worker. I think he's like, I think he's good, a good wrestler. I think he should be world champion, but for some reason, it's not, this doesn't feel like the time to me. This doesn't feel like, oh, this is time for Swerve to be the champion. This is this. I'm just like, it's something about his vibe to me. It's something about his vibe that's off to me that makes me go, yeah, I don't think it's his time. Like, I don't think it's his time. And then, like, putting a title on him, it's like, I know immediately what's going to happen. This is immediately what's going to happen. Swerve gets a title on him 2 weeks later. Yo, they need to take the title off of Swerve. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's like, you did nothing. Nobody accomplished anything. You put the title on Swerve. You got the cheer and adulation you wanted. Immediately, everybody's going to be like, you should take the title off of Swerve. It's like that's going to be really dumb. Like, you need to make him feel like something, but whatever, man. Like, it's just not for me. And I know people be like, oh, you shit on AEW. And it's like, I literally am going to tell you all the things I liked about this show. And you're going to be like, oh, well, he did like it. Yeah, no, we talk about AEW because we like it. It's like there's some shit that this is doesn't make any sense. Canonically, it makes no sense. And this doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So then we had a backstage segment with Okada and the Elite. And they come downstairs and they're talking. And Alex Marvez is wanting to know what's going on with them. And basically, like, they make a joke about how much money Okada is making. And then they say it's Matt or Nick's birthday. I don't know which one is which. I don't really care. And then Okada goes, tell him happy birthday. And then he says, happy birthday. And he says, no, sing it to him. I'm like, oh, shit. And then Marvez starts,
fucking death threat.
Yeah, like the way he said it, he was like, no, sing it to him. He's like, and then he just starts singing happy birthday. I was like, okay, I like that. Like, to me, that was really fucking funny.
Also, how they tried to force on them to say Okada's full name.
Yes, the Rainmaker Kazuchika Okada. It's like, why? Just call him Okada. I don't care.
Yeah.
And then the Bucks came out, and Matt Jackson had a coin, and he looked at the coin, and he flipped it, and then Okada's music hits. Which I like. I thought that was really cool.
I didn't care for it. I'm going to come across as the hater of this show tonight, actually.
And then we had Pac versus Penta. Pac, Penta, and Eddie Kingston versus the Elite. And I lied to you, not. I walked out of this match going, okay, I want to see Okada versus Pac, but I have no more desire to see Eddie versus Okada at all. Like, none at all. Like, I don't want to see that at all. And they're like, well, next week you're getting Eddie versus Okada for the Continental Classic title. Here's the thing that they said. They didn't say for the Triple Crown. They just said for the Continental Classic title. So, to me, that just means he's winning that one title.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm totally fine with it.
I think all three of them are separate.
Yes, and I'm totally fine with it because I don't want him to have anything to do with New Japan at all. Like, I want Okada to have nothing to do with New Japan at all. Just go right on. You're in AEW. Stay in AEW. Nothing to do with New Japan at all. Just leave. Just you're done. You're done, bro.
Yo, how much of a bitch would it have been he beat Kingston for that particular title? Not the other two. Just that title.
Dude, I would be so pissed. It would be like, you did all of that for nothing. And then people would be like, see, he could go back to New Japan. No, the New Japan Strong title is literally just for America. It's not for Japan. They're not defending in Japan. They're like, oh, no, but he's part of New Japan in America where it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't fucking matter. Like, no one cares. Like, I hate people who, like, and people are starting to wake up to the death by a thousand cuts. They're starting to wake up to it, and they're like, wait a minute, what the fuck? Like, this is a death by a thousand cuts. And because somebody pointed out, because the new person in charge of Stardom was backstage last night, and Mina Shirakawa, she wrestled on the Ring of Honor show, not even on Rampage, on Ring of Honor. That's trash. Like, she's good enough to be on, like, at least a fucking Rampage or a Collision, but she got to wrestle on fucking Ring of Honor, but whatever. And they were like, oh my God, Tony Khan's going to do Forbidden Door with Stardom, CMLL, and New Japan. And people started to wake up, like, especially the non-AEW weirdos were waking up going, the fuck is he bringing New Japan? Like, he took everything from them. Why is he bringing them? Wait, so you took everything from this company and you're still using them? Like, what the fuck? And people started to wake up to the death by a thousand cuts. They'd be like, look, he took this, 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 and this. And now he's going using other companies because he took all of the resources from that one company. Now he's going to start taking from these other companies. And it's like, doesn't that feel weird? And then somebody's like, you know, they had to come up with the, oh, well, WWE does it and nobody has a problem. And it's like, yeah, but here's the analogy. Like, and I want you all to sit and think with this analogy. Like, you have a friend, a friend, a close friend. Like, you guys hang out all the time. You guys even work together sometimes. You guys hang out all the time. And this guy goes in your house and steals your PlayStation, your TV. He steals your radio. He steals all of that shit. And then you go in his house and you say, dude, what the fuck? Like, that's my stuff. And then he says, well, you know what? Like, you don't have enough money to keep your lights on or something, so I'm just going to take it because I have more money than you. And, like, you wasn't using it right, so it's mine now. And it's like, the fuck? Like, somebody just walked in your house, like, your friend takes all of your shit and puts it in his house and then pretends like, oh, everything's fine, but we can still be friends. You stole from me. Like, you took everything from me. And you're like, nope, we can still be friends. But you want to play your PlayStation that I have in my house now? Nah, man. Nah, I'm good.
That was dumb, but made perfect sense at the same time.
Yeah, because that's literally how this is. Like, it's dumb. Like, yeah. This person is just, like, taking, like, friend taking stuff out of your house. It's just, like, acting like, nope, it's mine. Okay, cool, whatever. But, yeah. Then they hyped up the Christian and Edge match for next week. Anything goes. Death to somebody. Don't know. that's all I can say. Like, I don't know. And then they had Will Ospreay come out. And Will Ospreay, so this is like one of the times I looked at Ospreay and the nostalgia set in for me again. Because, like, Ospreay comes out in his fucking shirt. And I'm just like, I remember when you were a small little child. Like, you were like this skinny little bastard. And now you're this big, huge, beefy human. Like, I'm just looking at him like, I can't believe I watched you grow up. Like, I hate this. Like, I hate this so much. I hate that I watched him grow up that is. Like, he's big, massive, motherfucking individual. I hate it.
It's a lot of people, though.
Yeah, like, it just bothers me. It's like, I watched you when you were little Ospreay, and now you're big, huge, beefy Ospreay. It makes me feel old. It makes me feel old. Like, watching him grow up into this. Like, yeah, I don't like it. So
I can make you feel older, but I'll stay quiet.
But he cuts his promo, and he talks about how, bruv, I really like Daniel Bryan, and he used to say that he was the best in the world, bruv. And then I'm the best in the world. So we're going to go out there, and we're going to kill each other. And then he brought up the Tiger Driver spot. The Tiger Driver spot that everybody was fucking crucial on, but then the AEW weirdos go, you guys are just saying that because you hate wrestling. Like, this is how wrestling is supposed to be. And the people who criticized it literally said, it was a crazy move. And he brought it up and he says, was it worth it, bruv? Yeah, it was worth it. And, like, Bryan Danielson even said that it didn't mean anything. Like, you, It didn't mean anything. Well, apparently to Will, it meant something. The fact that he brought it up, like that one spot that everybody was like, oh, it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. And it's like, we're looking out for wrestler safety. And they're like, no, it doesn't mean anything. And then he's like, no, it meant something. Because it got him on the map. Yes, that's why. Like, that's when people start taking notice when he tried to kill Kenny. It's like, okay, cool. Like, but
it's probably why Kenny's out now.
That's not why. But the funny part is, like, it literally just, like, reinforced the fact of shit that people have said. Like, it reinforced it, and it's like, oh, you guys just thought we were making it up? Him himself addressed it and said, yeah, it was kind of crazy. It's like, yeah. Yo, so what the fuck are you, like, why are you mad? Like, why are you mad? But Will basically said, somebody's going to die, bruv. Like, one of us is going to die in that ring. And I 100% think Will's beating Bryan Danielson. Like, there's no way Bryan Danielson beats Will. Like, he's definitely beating him.
Yeah.
And this is going to lead to Will going to Wembley Stadium and winning the world title. So, yes, that's my plan for Will, going to Wembley Stadium, winning the world title. So,
okay.
Yeah, so then we had Deonna Purrazzo, and she said that she's going to find a tag team partner because on Rampage, Mariah May and Toni Storm are going to have a tag team match, and they're, like, getting ready for something, but she wants to have a tag team match with them eventually. So she's going to find her a tag team partner. It's like, okay, cool. And I was just, like, trying to figure out who her tag team partner is, and I found out who her tag team partner was, and I'm like, you know, just because of stuff, I want to see how this plays out. Like, I want to see how all of this plays out when this match happens. I want to see how this plays out. So, yeah.
Okay.
So then we had Jay White come out with his new, like, Bang Bang Club music. I don't like the music because, like, I love his regular music, but apparently he has to use his new music, whatever. And then Darkman came out. Like, dude, why the fuck did he come out looking like Darkman?
Because it's new, like, Sting Jr. type of shit. Like, he's embracing the Stingness of his whole gimmick.
That shit, like, I just looked at it. I was like, what the fuck is this? Back in the 90s? Like, the Darkman? Like, what the fuck? Like, that's what you decided to come out as? And then he took off his jacket and he was all taped the fuck up. And I literally tweeted this too. Was like, yo, I feel bad for Darby because he's all banged up. And Darby just went in there and just did a fucking coffin drop off of the rope and completely missed the apron and then hit the floor. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I want him to be all right, but this dude is going to fucking kill himself.
Yeah.
Like, this match was real good. To me, this was the match of the night. And Jay beat him. And then after the match, Jay turned on him. And Jay beat him up. And he was going to pilmanize his leg. And then the Acclaim came out. Was like, no, don't do that. And I'm not going to lie to you. I thought the Acclaim was just going to fucking turn. And everybody's just going to be a bad guy.
You thought that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But nope. They were good guys. Jay White hit daddy ass in the face with a chair. That was a fucking fucked up chair shot because he really fucking hit him in the head. Like, they beat up the Acclaim, they beat up daddy ass, and they pilmanized Darby's leg. And Jay White goes to say, yeah, climb Mount Everest now, bitch. It's like, okay, dude. Like, I mean, that's the only way to keep him alive, but fuck it. But goddamn.
I didn't like the fucking turn, you know what I mean? Because, okay, a lot of people did not like the Bang Bang Scissor Gang for Jay, including myself, because I believe he deserves better. Mm-hmm. But, right, why couldn't they get in the first place if you're just going to, like, make him turn on them, like, a few weeks later? To no point. Like, there's no point to that, you know what I mean? It should have been, like you said, and have the Acclaim turn heel and have Jay, like, just lead this group until, you know what I mean, until whatever.
Yeah, because, like, this, like, to me, it makes no fucking sense at all. Like, everything they've done with Jay White up until this point has just been like a ball drop. It's like, oh, here's this magical ball you can have that can fucking shake things up. Nope, I'm just gonna let it drop. That's exactly what happened. It's like, this dude is like, he can be something. Like, he can be the fucking villain. And ever since, like, him getting there, he's just been slowly just been shit. And, like, this is a chance for them to turn it around a little bit. But I don't have any faith in him. I don't have any faith at all.
The funny part, Darby even said that in his promo, like, last time. Like, since you got here, you haven't done shit.
Exactly. It's like, even Darby recognizes it. It's like, dude, what the fuck? It's like, this sucks. Like it sucks for him, and people be like, oh, you just have to wait. You just have to wait to see how it plays out. There's been nothing that gives me hope that this is going to play out perfectly. It's just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah.
So then we got the... go on.
No, I was going to say, like, they should have just let him ride the fucking Bang Bang Scissor Gang until, like, he's out. So...
Yeah, it's like...
Because they're not doing nothing with him.
Nothing at all. So then we had the match that I don't really give a shit about. We had Jericho and Hook versus the Gates of Agony, who was dressed in Laker colors in Boston, which is like... I mean, it's like... it's the funny thing is, like, they were doing it to get heat. Nobody reacted because nobody actually gave a fuck. That's why I was like, it didn't work. It's not like the Lakers are, like, fucking knocking them dead anyway. It's like,
I think no one noticed because, like, to be honest with you, I didn't notice. I noticed the colors. I just didn't think Lakers. Like, they're just my dead brain, I think.
Yeah, and the fact, because they're, like, rivalries, like, coastal rivals. But it's like,
yeah,
there haven't been a good time where, like, they basically were going at each other for a long time. So, like, this was like a meh. Like, it didn't fly.
Yeah. So,
Hook and Jericho win. And then after the match, Jericho says, I know how good you are. I want to see how good you are against me. So next week is going to be me and you, Hook. The fuck?
I don't like the tag team name they gave him.
I don't like anything about it. I hate it. So,
like, the whole thing, like, was meaningless. Like, it served no purpose.
Yeah, of course not. It sucked. So then we had the main event, and there's something that happened in this main event that, like, I need to talk about. So it was Willow. She comes out and she tells Chris Statlander and Stokely, go in the back. Go ahead. Bye. I got this all by myself. So it was Riho versus Willow. And right before Riho came out, like, Mercedes said, like, go out there and knock him dead or some shit. I don't know what the fuck she said. Wasn't paying attention. So Riho and Willow have this match. And Willow beats Riho. This is her first loss. It's not a title match.
Mm.
So Riho loses. And then after the match, the lights go out. And Julia Hart and Sky Blue come out and attack Willow. And everybody starts chanting, CEO, CEO. And for like 0.2 seconds, I literally thought Mercedes was going to come out and team up with Sky Blue and Julia until she punched Sky Blue right in the face. And I'm like, oh, well, that's not happening.
She still has to go heel eventually so we can get rid of that CEO shit.
Yeah, but I don't think she's going to go heel like no time soon, like right now. And then, like, Julia got hit with the Moneymaker, and Mercedes kind of looked at the title, and Willow basically gave her props. So that was a thing. And then we got a little backstage thing on AEW Twitter. And Willow goes to the back, and she's looking for Chris Statlander. Chris Statlander's in the training room. And she's like, oh, I didn't go out there because somebody attacked me. And Stokely's like kind of standing there like, yeah. So he's like, yeah, like one of them attacked me. I didn't even see who it was, but somebody attacked me in the back of my head. Oh, ow. I would have been out there with you because I did tell you I was going to have your back, but ow. And it's like, all right, you're full. Like, you're full heel. Like, at this point, I'm like, she's full fucking heel. Like, she's full heel. So
kind of sound like Dakota.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh, this is another Dakota Kai. Like, she's going to get you. Like, holy shit. Like, I can't wait for that to happen because I'm down for a Chris Statlander heel turn. Like, we're going to get Willow versus Mercedes eventually, but I want to see Statlander just full heel turn, just full badassery. I'm down for that.
When this whole shit started, like The Mist and like Sky Blue turning heel and like the hinting at fucking Willow turning heel, I was more interested in Willow turning heel. Because a heel Willow, I don't know, that intrigues me. But have we ever got a heel Statlander? I don't think we ever did, have we?
I don't think we have, but like it's long overdue. Like it's totally long overdue. Yeah. So,
especially after she became quote unquote human,
yes. So, yeah. The Mercedes thing, just reiterate, how do you feel about Mercedes being in AEW for now?
For now, it seems okay. Like, she's making that bag, and like everybody seems happy right now. So, we see how that progresses. AEW has a bad habit of fucking like putting people in the dark, so.
Yeah, and like a lot of people are just like, oh, you're a hater if you don't support this. And it's like, it's not that we're haters. It's just like the track record. Like, we literally just talked about Jay White just like getting absolved and just going to nothing. It's like, of course, like, be like, well, we're kind of a little trepidatious. And then like, well, the women main event it. And it's like, you know, if Mercedes had nothing to do with this, they would have just threw them in just like a regular spot and we'd have just moved on. Like, oh, it's like 9:30. Here goes some women. Blah, blah. And then you just move on. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, it
probably would have been that very first match.
Probably. And people, like I said, it's going to take time for me to go, okay, I trust Tony with, like, the handling of Mercedes. Because, like, right now, it's just like, eh. Like, she's a big deal. She moved tickets. She moved the fucking views, like she moved everything. Like people just, she was all that everybody talked about last night. That's all everybody talked about was her. And it's like, yeah, like this is perfect. Just don't drop the ball. And I, like I said, I'm just like, it was, she felt like a huge star. She felt like a big deal. It's just, I just don't want her to get absorbed and swallowed up.
Basically.
And just like the tradition, as usual, Naomi, Trinity, and Tamina all came out to see Mercedes debut.
Yep.
And people are like, they should be fired from WWE. It's like, are you fucking serious? Like, shut up. Like, fuck out of here.
No. And in their mind, they have a point. They have a point in their mind. Because they don't know what friendship is. None of them have friends. So that's why. They don't know how to support friends because they don't have friends.
True. So let's go to NXT where, like, I was baffled a couple times in NXT that I was just like, the fuck is going on here? Like, why is this happening? It just was like a lot of baffling things because, like, for some reason, it's just shit in fucking NXT that just doesn't make sense now. And it's just like, I don't know if Sean just like totally just like fell asleep when he just started booking a show, but it's like, dog, like, are you okay? Like, for real? Like, are you okay?
He wasn't there.
He had to not be there. So it started out with LWO versus OTM. And once again, I have to reintegrate. Why the fuck isn't LWO wrestling like this on the fucking main roster where they're fucking at right now? The fuck?
Because they're not there now, I guess.
Dude, like fucking Joaquin Wilde doing a jump off a dude's back. Like, it's like, dude, like he could be doing this shit on fucking SmackDown every week. Like, nah, like we're just going to do it here. It's like, the fuck is happening?
Hopefully we get that when they finally pull the trigger.
They're not pulling the trigger. Like this, like to be honest, this is the best they could do because they ain't doing shit with them on SmackDown. Like this is the best they could do. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Oh,
like,
No. You misunderstood me. I didn't mm-hmm. mean pull the trigger and give them titles. I just meant pull the trigger on the titles in general.
I mean, I hope so. And they won a tag team match to get into a triple threat to get into the title match at the pay-per-view. Okay.
Like, I got what you said, but realistically, doesn't that sound a lot convoluted, though? Or that just me, like, being dumb?
Very, exactly. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, it makes no sense. Like, it's really fucking convoluted for no reason. And then we
had this match to get into this match, so you could get into this match, so you could get into that match.
Exactly. Exactly. So then we had Jensen confront Obafemi as he's walking into the building, and it's like, you're crazy because you're in the parking lot confronting Obafemi. Like, yeah, you could have got fucked up.
And right?
So Briggs is out there, and Briggs is like, yeah, you shouldn't do this, buddy. Like, this is wrong. You know, it's not right. It's like, okay, cool. Like,
two things. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. One, it's his fault because he's the one that told him to grow some balls to begin with. Mm-hmm. Two, the whole time, like that whole like brawl, I guess you could call it, mm-hmm. was going on. I swore he was a security guard.
See, like it didn't make no fucking sense. So then we had Chase U in the back, and they talking to Thea, and she's got a tag team match, and they're like, well, where's your tag team partner? And she's like, I called JC, but she's not answering. And she's out with her friend. And she's like, oh, well, what are you going to do about this? And she's like, I got friends. Like, I have friends. She didn't have a friend. And then Kalani Jr. was like, yo, I don't like them girls either, so I'm going to help you. And she's like, look, I have a friend. And they are going to be a tag team later on. So then we got Roxy, and Roxy came in and she said, yo, I didn't want to be this way. You guys made it this way. You guys got mad at me for nothing. She said, I literally been doing everything right, and you guys just yelled at me. And it's like, you know what? That's true. Like, I remember when they started turning on you. That's true. They just started yelling at you for nothing. You did nothing wrong.
She didn't tell a lie.
And then she said, I just keep getting overlooked. Everybody keeps jumping in front of me because I'm a nice guy. And I don't like that. Like, you've been giving out title match after title match, and you just forget about me, and you just walk away from me. And she's like, I deserve this. I'm like, you know what? You actually do. Like, she pulled a Drew McIntyre. Like, she made every point that was like, you know what? You're right. Like, you're fucking right. So then Tatum
Paxton never got her one-on-one fucking fight, I don't think.
She never did. She never did. And then Tatum Paxton popped up and tried to fight her, and Ava just, like, took her away. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I don't have nothing against Tatum Paxton. I have no desire to see Tatum Paxton versus Roxy. Like, not at all.
It's going to be hilarious.
Yeah, see, the funny part is she's going to kill her. Like, she's literally going to kill her, and then that's when Lyra's going to come back with her injured arm. And
yeah,
to me, I don't know what I want out of that match because they're going to have a match. I just don't know what I want because I don't know if I want Roxy to win the title and beat Lyra or Lyra to keep the title. Because here's the thing. If Roxy wins the title, she's going to be stuck in NXT longer, which I don't like. If Lyra beats her, who is Lyra's next challenger? Like, it's like kind of an impasse, and it's like you just, I don't know what the fuck you did. Like, this is the stuff I'm talking about on NXT. It's like you're booking yourself into a corner by booking in the circles. It's like, what are you doing? Like, this makes no sense.
The only other thing they could do with Lyra is Paxley, because mm-hmm. that's bound to happen. But after that, what do? Because Paxley ain't beating her.
Exactly. It's like, then you have nothing. It's like, you have nothing. So yep. Then we got the family, and the family's talking, and then Ilya Dragunov walks into the building. And then they kidnap him and throw him into the fucking car. And it's like, okay, are they gonna murder him? And then it's just like,
that's what I thought.
Then they go, we'll show you later. And it's like, okay, why? I'm like, okay, this is stupid. Because like the ending of this was even more stupid. The ending was even more stupid. So I was like, okay. See, this is, then we had Robert Stone versus Lexis King, and Robert Stone lost, and Von Wagner had to carry him out, and was like, oh, okay. Yeah. See, this is what I'm talking about. Like, this show was just like, the fuck? Like, what are you guys doing? Like, this is dumb.
Yep. Like, so, nothing seemed, like, meaningful.
Nothing at all. Oba Femi got, like, talked to by Dijak. I wanted to say confronted, but it just totally slipped my mind. But he got confronted by Dijak, and then he came down to the ring because he was going to kill Brooke Jensen, which, I mean, Brooke's fought back for, like, 0.2 seconds, and then, like, he just got murdered after that. Because, like, that's exactly what happened. Because, like, nobody actually thought Brooks was going to win. Like, nobody thought Brooks was going to win. It's like, oh, Brooks is fighting him. Oh, wow. Nobody thought Brooks was going to win. And then after the match, Briggs comes out, and Briggs is like, oh, you okay? Yeah. It's like
I'm okay. Sorry, buddy.
It's like, no. Like, and then Jensen, like, kind of pushed him away because, like, they still don't want to be friends. And it's like, so, to me, it seems like it's going to be Dijak, Briggs, and Oba Femi in a three-way.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, I want this to happen, but, like, this isn't going to happen. But, once again, back to the Skyscrapers play. I want the Skyscrapers to beat the shit out of Oba Femi, and then they both pin him, and then they're like, we don't know who the champion is. And, like, they just have to share the championship. Like, I want that to happen, but it didn't ever happen. Like, it would be fun.
What though. Do we call them? Because I don't think they're going to call them Skyscrapers.
No, the funny part is they legally have Skyscrapers. Like, they legally have it. They own the name, so they could call them that.
No, I know. No, but, no. I'm just saying, though, like, I wouldn't want that. I would want them with their original name.
Well, the bad part is, like, I was going to call them something else, and, like, that was, you can't call them that.
What?
I was going to call them the Twin Towers. I was like, I can't call them that. That's,
oh, no, no.
That's not a thing. Even though it was a tag team back in the 80s, it was called the Twin Towers, but you can't do it now.
The Towers of Power? Was that a thing? I heard that before, but I don't know if that was just a phrase or a tag team.
I think it was a tag team, but I don't remember who.
Yeah, you could use that.
Yeah, we could use that. And then we go back to Ilya Dragunov and Tony D'Angelo, and he leaves him there on the bridge like he was going to throw him over, and he basically says, I'm going to beat you for the championship, but there's nothing you could do. And you just leave Dragunov at the bridge, and he's just standing there contemplating his life. And it's like, the fuck are you contemplating your life for? Like, you're Dragunov. The fuck?
And that's kind of even worse because I don't think he had a phone, so I think he had to walk home.
That's hilarious. And speaking of Dragunov, on Kenny Omega's stream, they were asking him about Dragunov, and he said, dude, I would love to face Dragunov. And like, I was like, oh my God, like Kenny Omega versus Ilya Dragunov? That would be great.
That would be amazing.
So they announced two more inductees in the Hall of Fame, Muhammad Ali, and I hate that people would literally like, why is he going in the Hall of Fame? It's like, you guys just never watch wrestling again. If you're asking why Muhammad Ali is going in the Hall of Fame, never ask again. Like, the fuck?
Like, you lose your fan card for that.
Yes. And then they put Thunderbolt Patterson in. And I feel like such a fucking asshole when they showed Thunderbolt Patterson. Like, they showed Thunderbolt Patterson, and I was like, how did I never know that he was black? Like, dude, like, I heard his name so much, like, how he influenced Dusty, how he influenced this person, how he did stuff with that, and was like, oh, Thunderbolt Patterson is this random ass guy. And I saw him for the first time, I was like, wait a minute, he was black? Like, that's just the same thing like when Johnny Rods. I was like, wait, the fuck? Like, he's black? Like, the fuck? I didn't notice. Like, I would have been a fan of his more if I would have known he was black. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I never heard of him until now. But like, yeah, the Johnny Rods thing, that fucked me up.
Yeah, like, because I've heard of Thunderbolt Patterson. Like, I've heard of like how people were influenced by his like promos and like his stories, and I was like, oh shit. I just never knew. And the funny part was, like, he was a tag team with Ole Anderson. That's why I always thought he was white. I never, like, did research. I just heard these things and stories from passed down from wrestling generation to generation. And, like, I never went and looked it up. And then I seen him, and I was like, the fuck? I feel like I've missed out on something. But, yeah, like, apparently he was a really good dude. He's still alive, by the way.
I'm just about to ask you that.
Yes. I mean, was it about wrestling. To ask you that? Yeah.
Cool.
So here's the thing why he hasn't been inducted in the Hall of Fame since, because he was one of the people back in the day to try to get wrestlers union. Well, not so much wrestling union, but he wanted like wrestlers to be like to have food and like better working conditions back in the day, and a lot of people didn't like that, but they kind of fixed it. And like, he was also like, yeah, the wrestlers should get paid a little more, the wrestlers should do this. And like, he was like kind of like a wrestler's like wrestler guy, like, yo, I want the wrestlers to do this and that. And that was kind of a thing that he did. And like, Vince didn't like that, so of course Vince didn't let him in the Hall of Fame. So now Vince is not there, and here we go, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Cool.
So then we had Gigi versus Ariana Grace, and this match was dumb as shit because Ariana Grace hits Gigi with a low blow. Yes, that's right. She hit her with a low blow. It hurts. And then the referee didn't see it, but then the referee turns around and Gigi hits Ariana Grace with a low blow, which means Ariana Grace gets the win because Gigi gets disqualified.
Which means now, like, Gigi has to follow Ariana.
Yes, and she gets the makeover.
Yep.
So, then we get a backstage with Comrade Petrovich and Sol Ruka, and they're talking, and then here comes Lola Vice, and Lola Vice is angry for, I don't know why. I have no idea why. And, like, they're doing this arguing, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes Brinley Reese. And they're like, what the fuck is going on here? And then BBC just grabs Brinley Reese and says, all right, we got her. Like, we're bringing her back. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? This was so random. I was so...
I like the pairing.
The pairing of who?
BBC and Brinley Pierce. How we pronounce her name?
Brinley Reese.
Reese, Peace, whatever.
I guess so. Like, it's just so weird. It's like this the weirdest shit. Like, in Kummer Petrovich with Sol Ruka is like, I guess, a thing. And like, I don't even know why Lola Vice is mad. She hasn't even been on TV for like a year. Like, and I know
that's why she's mad.
Well, fucking do something then. So then we get the tag team match with Izzy Dane and Kiana James. They come out, but apparently Kalani Reese got attacked and Thea Hale's out there by herself, but then her buddy Fallon Henley comes out. And it's like, yeah, like, you should have picked Fallon from the beginning. Like, she was always your friend. The fuck? It didn't make any sense.
Like, it's funny, Kalani made sense, but at the same time, did it make sense? Yeah, she made sense because she got beef with him.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah.
And Fallon, like, has been Thea's friend, and then they they lose. And then after the match, Thea basically says, Jay-Z, I'm never going to be like you. I'm not toxic like you. I'm going back to the old me. Yeah. And she just starts running around. And Riley Osborne sees that, and he's happy because that's the Thea he fell in love with. And I'm like, she was acting like fucking JC's lackey the whole time you knew her. You never knew this side of her. The fuck are you talking about? So then we had a backstage with Catch Point, and they're yelling at Riley Osborne, and then Axiom and Nathan Frazer come up, and they're talking about the Heritage Cup, and Axiom goes, yeah, I know the first guy that won that thing, and he was kind of cool. And everybody literally stops and looks at him like, you know you are the first guy that won that thing, right? Like, the fuck?
That whole like thing is fucking hilarious when they make that joke. They do it a lot, but they do it like enough so you don't get tired of it, though.
Yes. But it was fucking hilarious. But apparently it's going to be a six-man with Cash Point and those three. Like, okay, cool. And then we had fucking Sean Spears versus Ridge Holland. For fucking what? For fucking what? Like, and is it just like Sean Spears wants Ridge Holland to bring out his evil side? For fucking what? Like, he wants him, like, he wants him to beat his ass, and he's like, yeah, I want you to beat my ass. Beat my ass. He's like, why? Like, I understand, like, they're probably trying to get him to be his lackey, and then that would suck for him, but, like, why? Just why? Like, this makes no fucking sense. Why?
Like, the whole conversation we had about the Undisputed Kingdom, like, he's going to be his muscle.
Dude, if he has a faction, I'm going to fucking lose it. If Sean Spears has a faction, I'm going to fucking lose it. And, like, Sean Spears gets the shit beat out of him. He gets thrown to a table. But, like, he still wins. He still fucking wins. And, like, I don't fucking get it. I don't get it. Why he wants him to be evil. But whatever, dude.
Like, it'd be better than whatever the fuck he got going on now. Because I don't like Ridge. I don't like Ridge.
Well, now he's going to be part of Sean Spears' crew, hopefully.
Yeah.
So then we get to the main event segment. And Trick walks out, and Trick just start going off on Mello and telling Mello he's going to kick his ass, and you always jealous of me. And for no fucking goddamn reason, Metaphor comes out. Like, I literally just, like, immediately was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Like, who booked this shit? Like, seriously, like, who booked this shit? Why the fuck did Metaphor come out and just, like, bother Trick Williams? Explain me why.
Only thing I could think of is because supposedly Trick and, what's your name, Last Legend are dating in real life, and they wanted to put that out there for some godforsaken reason.
I hope that's it, because that, it made no sense. Like, they came out and Metaphor basically challenged Trick, and he basically said he's just trying to ride the Trick train of, like, clout train. He's trying to get clout from Trick. And then Trick and Lash have this little exchange where she falls into his arms, she looks at him, and she kisses him. And, yeah, she's now all flustered, and she's in love. So, yeah.
I like how you worded it. She kissed him, which actually that's what happened, but she made it seem like he kissed her.
Yes. Because, like, she's like, it was so funny because afterwards she's like, he kissed me. It's like, dog, I saw your hand go up and grab him. Like, that's what happened. And it was funny because somebody, like, pointed this.
I would love to see fucking Pat McAfee with his little thing he does on Raw with the fucking, the teleprompter or whatever you call that shit, drawing circles. Like, see, she put his hand here, and, like, she went in and she kissed him.
And that'd the funny part was, like, people, like, had pointed out, like, oh, like, you know, the old trope of the the guy grabbing a girl and kissing her without her consent, like, that was a thing. And it was like, but this was different. And it's like, yeah, like, they evolved. Like, not only because, like, they're dating, but, like, they evolved. And then, like, that's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're getting Trick versus Melo, not for the title at the pay-per-view, which they should be for the fucking title. But, you know, Shawn Michaels, book whatever the fuck you want. You're booking Tony D'Angelo versus Ilya Dragunov for the title, but you can't book... Make no fucking sense to me. The fuck, like, bro, what is he doing? Like, what is he doing? Like, what is Shawn doing? It's like right there. That's the biggest match you have in this fucking company. You should put the title on. It's like, what are you doing? Like, it's right there. It makes all the sense in the world. It's like, what are you doing? It makes no sense.
They're probably both going to the main roster. That's why.
Dude, it's like, at Stand and Deliver, what match do you want to see? The world title match or that match?
That match, obviously, because that has more backstory to it.
Exactly. And they just decide, fuck it, we're going to drop the ball and just throw nothing out. Ah, fuck it. It's like, what are you doing? Mm. Like, it's so bad. It's just so bad. Like, NXT for the last couple of weeks has just been, like, just horribly bad. It's like, they got to do better. They got to do better. They got to. So, now we go to Monday Night Raw. And all I can say is, that's all I can say. So, it started out with Monday Night Raw is now all of a sudden Celebrity Central. It's Celebrity Central because the first person that comes out is Travis Scott. And you see Travis Scott, and he's there. He shows up. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Travis Scott is there. They have more celebrities during the night, but he was the first one. And it starts off with Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is basically telling Seth Rollins, you haven't been paying attention to me. You've been paying attention to the bloodline. You're losing your cool. I just wanted to wake you up last week with the kick. And now you remember who I am. And Seth comes out and basically the whole entire time just like, just kick me. Just kick me. Come on, kick me. Like, I'm right here in front of your face. You won't do it while I'm looking at you. Kick me now. Like, oh, you want me to turn around? I'm going to kick me now. And it's like, that got really fucking annoying really fast. Like, the first time he said it, I was like, okay, cool. Like, that makes sense. He just said it so many fucking times, it got so fucking annoying. It's like, that's annoying. Then he did make a point. To Drew, he goes, you keep talking about how I'm obsessed with the bloodline, but every fucking time the bloodline is around and they do something in your match, you take advantage of it. So who's really obsessed with the bloodline? I'm like, you know what? You actually have a point. Like, you're the first good guy that has a point. Like, he's like, what the fuck?
Is he really a good guy now?
I mean,
at this point, I trust no one in wrestling.
I mean, I don't trust them either, but, like, holy shit. But Seth just, like, goes on and on about the world title, and he's mad about The Rock saying he's going to strip his title or whatever the fuck, whoever. And, like, that feels to me like that's – they keep bringing it up. They keep bringing it up, not just, like, in that one thing where Rock was like, I'm going to get rid of your world title. I'm going to get rid of your world title. And I feel like – that could be a reason why he screws Cody, because Rock's getting rid of the world title, but by that time, he won't have a fucking world title because he's losing to Drew.
Basically.
But yeah, I feel like they keep bringing it up way too fucking much. So then we had Becky versus Liv. And I sure as shit knew what this fucking finish was going to be. I'm like, okay, they're going to have Becky versus Liv, and at the end of the match, Nia's going to come out, and Nia's going to fuck them both over. What happened?
That's what I thought.
Like, and that didn't even happen. That pissed me off. It was like, the fuck? Like, Becky just beats Liv clean, and it was like, why? Like, why? And then after the match, Rhea comes out and Liv walks right past her and she says, you think this is funny? I'm going to get my revenge. I'm going to take everything from you. I'm going to take everything from you. And Rhea was like, all right. So people are like, oh my God, Liv is going to cost Rhea the title at WrestleMania. I'm like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Like, that makes no sense to me or anyone else involved. Like, the smart play would be Rhea beats Becky at WrestleMania and Liv beats Rhea at a later date. That makes perfect sense. That makes all the sense in the world. Like, but people, like, I don't understand why people don't see, like, future proofing things as, like, okay, this should happen, so this thing should happen later on. And they're like, nope, we're going to book this way and make you dumb. Like, no, you're not making me dumb. You're making yourself look dumb. And then Rhea and Becky had their little back and forth, and I was like, who gives a shit? So then they basically say, this fucking pissed me off. Pierce and fucking all this says, we have an announcement for the tag team titles. It's a six-pack challenge ladder match. It's a six-pack challenge ladder match at WrestleMania. Oh, my God. I was like, that makes no fucking sense at all. And then Finn and JD get pissed off, and they're ready to go cuss Pierce out. And I'm like, I'm right with you. I'm right behind you. I'm cussing them out, too, because this makes no fucking sense. Like, who the fuck booked this shit? Like, you booked a six-way ladder match. All right, cool, fine. It's a ladder match. It's at WrestleMania. They haven't had those in a long time. Great. It's fucking fine. Phenomenal. Whatever. But you still have one set of tag team titles for two shows with a bunch of fucking tag teams. I don't like it at all. I hate it. I hate everything about it.
The only way they would make it a little worth it, not so much to me, I just heard somebody else say this, so I'm not taking credit for this, right? Mm-hmm. If there's two people on the top of the ladder, one takes one belt, the other one takes the other belt, and they separate them like that.
I would actually hate that, and the reason I hate that is because I would it would work perfectly, because it would be like, oh, that's a way to split it up. But the reason why I would hate that is because I would rather them do the match, and then after the match, one of the general managers be like, dude, we need look at all these tag teams we have. We need two sets of titles, and they do a tournament. Like, I would, like, because I really want a tournament. I just want tag teams to just like fuck each other up in a tournament. That's the only reason I don't want it to go that way, but I want a tag team tournament. So then we had the controversial match with Maxxine Dupri and what is her goddamn name? I was going to call her Izzy Dane, but that's not her name. What is her name?
Ivy Nile.
And fucking Maxxine Dupri goes for the worm, and Candace gets in her face, says, she's not taking that move. She's not taking that move. Like, people have been laughing at you because you suck. Like, and you think the fans saying all this stuff was bad? Well, the people in the back, they say worse. Oh, you're going to cry? You're going to cry? Well, I'm glad your dead brother isn't here to watch you fail this bad. And she's just, I'm like, okay. Like, her just yelling at her, like, because she's bad, was perfectly fine. The dead brother thing did not work for me. And then fucking Indy Hartwell just boots the shit out of Maxxine and pins her. And Candace just goes, yay, we won a match! I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, she just starts smiling, goes, yay, we won! Woo!
And you know Candace apologized for that, right? As soon as they went to the back. She probably apologized before she said it, too, when they came out.
Yes. And I liked everything to like about just like berating her and just like telling, like turning this like whole how everybody was talking shit about her into a storyline. I was fine with that. I just didn't like the dead brother line. I was like, that made no fucking sense. Why did, like, to be honest, they said it. Nobody knew about her dead brother. Nobody knew her brother died. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, I literally had to go research it. Like, how the fuck did Maxxine Dupri's brother die? And, like, I literally typed that in the Google because nobody knew. People online was literally like, her brother died? The fuck is going on? When did he die? Who is her brother? They literally were trying to figure that shit out. And, like, they found out, like, her brother, like, had, like, was half, like paralyzed, and he takes an Uber everywhere, and the Uber got into an accident and killed him. And like this happened like 3 years ago, and it's like, who knew about that? Like, who knew about that? No one knew. Like, that it just made no sense. It wasn't even shock value. It just was like, the fuck? Like, what? What? Like, I was like, did they make up a brother just to kill him? Like, I was so confused. I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Like, to me, part of me thought it was that. Like, going back to the whole Max Dupree thing. Like, I actually thought they, like, wait, are they bringing back Max?
Dude, I would have been happy if that was it, but, like, she actually has a dead brother, and it's like, what? That's tacky. Like, why would you do that? Like, that was just, nobody wanted that. Like, didn't we grow up? Like, is Vince not here? Like, am I, like, or am I crazy? Like, because this is fucking crazy.
Yeah. I didn't care for it, but, like, I wasn't outraged by it either. But, you know, it is what it is.
The reason I'm mad about it is because, like, it made no fucking sense. It's like, if we had the establishment of her brother being dead, it'd be like, oh, that makes sense. You just said it, and it was just, like, the most shocking thing was, like, her brother died. Who the fuck is her brother? What happened? What? Did he just die yesterday? It was one of those things. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I'm so confused.
Yeah, like on the other show, how Christian brings up Adam Copeland's mom dying. We know that. That's been established. That's okay. Yes. Randomly bringing up someone's person who passed away that no one knows about, like, what the fuck is that? Personally, I don't like the whole trope of bringing up, like, real shit like that, especially something tragic like that. That's just a me thing, though. Otherwise, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I don't like that either. And like, if it's a wrestler and they, like, yeah, like, bring it up and it's, like, part of storyline, it's, like, fucking fine. But this is, like, just somebody's random family member that died that, like, nobody fucking knows about. And it's just, like, huh? Like, it's, like, it was not.
Honestly, I don't even like that. I don't even like that when they bring up, like, someone.
No, go ahead. I mean, like, if, like, you know how Paul Bearer was, like, no, use me for a storyline, stuff like that? Like, that's I'm okay with, yeah.
Yeah, like, but I wasn't. That's what I'm saying, though. Like,
oh, yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
So then we had a funny backstage. It was fucking JD and Judgment Day, and they're just yelling, like, yo, who the fuck came up with this idea? And Pierce goes, oh, it was Truth. And he's like, yo, I want to fight Truth and Miz tonight. And Pierce goes, they're not even here tonight. And then Truth walks in and was like, hey, he's like, we supposed to be doing some stuff. And he's like, you not supposed to be here, Truth. He's like, oh, my bad. And then JD was like, not JD, Damian Priest was like, dude, I'm going to beat your ass tonight. And Truth was like, what did I do? That was funny.
Right? Not even knowing what the fuck he did.
Yeah. So then we got the segment that I hated. And I hate this reason for a totally different reason for the normal reason that you would hate a promo like this. We got Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes comes out and he does this long promo about how the story has evolved from just like not being about his dad, but like being about this little girl who got sick. No, this little blind girl, and she's a fan of Cody, and this little boy with, like, spinal scoliosis or something. And, like, he just was talking about all these things and making it sad, and then he brought up his mom. He said, I can't put the title in Dusty's hand, but I can put the title in my mom's hands. And he's, like, this little Cuban lady, and he's, like, he just is in tears about putting the title in her hand. And he's like, that's why I have to beat Roman, and I have to win this title. And he brings up Brandy, and he brings up all of this stuff, and it just, like, got real emotional. And I'm like, okay, I know what I want and what's supposed to happen and what could happen and what should happen. Now it's like, there's no fucking way that it's happening. Nothing that I want is happening, and I'm getting screwed out of this. That's why I hate this. This felt like a straight up, I'm screwing you, you're getting screwed, and he's winning the title at WrestleMania. Now I'm pissed. Like, as soon as they did this promo, I'm like, oh, now I'm pissed. Like, now I'm fucking pissed. Because, like, this whole promo just straight up felt like Cody's winning the title at WrestleMania. There's nothing nobody can do about it. And it's like, but the story, nope.
I laugh if they're serving it, but he still doesn't win it.
And the, you know what's the funniest part about this? Like, the funniest part about this, when The Rock came back and said he's wrestling Roman at WrestleMania, the plan was never for Cody to wrestle at WrestleMania. He was going to win his title later on. He literally was, they were going to fake an injury, and Cody wasn't going to wrestle WrestleMania. He was just going to be there in some capacity, and Rock versus Roman was going to be a thing. That's exactly, like, it never was supposed to be Cody in this thing. So why the fuck is Cody going to win the title now?
Because that's what the fans wanted for like 5 seconds until he wins it, and then we hate him like 2 months later.
And the funny thing is, like, now all of a sudden people are like, oh, I don't care about them beating Hulk Hogan's record. Like, Cody should win the title. It's like, but you're never going to get a chance like this again to beat somebody's record. Like, it's so close. You never get a chance like this again. And if we get a chance like this again, everybody's going to fucking hate it. Because it's like, oh my God, they're going to keep the title of this guy for this long. Everybody's going to hate it. This is literally entertaining, and we can stretch this out for 3 more months after this. So he beats the record. We have this big moment. Everybody's like, no, we want it now because fuck you. And it's like, but it makes sense. It makes sense. It makes so much sense. Like, Cody saying that he wants to put it in his mom's arms because she's the only one left. Imagine that in fucking Madison Square Garden. 40 years after it happened to his dad, he gets to do it in front of his mom at Madison Square Garden, the house that it happened in. It was like, look, we finally get to take it home. And puts the title in her arms. It's perfect. I called this months ago. And now everybody's like, nope, fuck you.
We want it now.
And they have the betting odds out already for WrestleMania. And it's like fucking a gazillion plus, which means Cody is definitely the favorite to win right now. And it's like, dude, they're definitely going to fuck me. Like, they're definitely going to fuck me. They're literally going to fuck me. I don't like this. I don't like this at all.
If they don't, and you're absolutely right, first thing you're going to hear on that podcast, like, for this, right? Like, I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm just going to sit there and laugh for maybe 5 minutes. Like,
dude, I'm going to be so pissed. Like, I have nothing against Cody. I love Cody. It's just, I don't want him to win it at WrestleMania. I want him to win it at another fucking time. Let it happen. Just, Jesus Christ.
Here's the thing. So people will get it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, you don't hate Cody. I don't hate Cody. We actually love Cody. He's another one we've seen grow up, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just deserves better than WrestleMania. And Madison Square Garden is better than WrestleMania in this instant. Anything else probably wouldn't be. But all this talk about ending the story. The story ends there. The story started there. It should end there. Boom. I don't know why people don't get it.
Because they feel like WrestleMania is the place to end the story. And it's like, no, it's literally a place. It's Madison Square Garden. Like, look through the history. Like, if you digged up the history, Madison Square Garden, it's been 40 years since that match happened. And that match happened in, like, fucking June or July or, like, something like that. And it's like, it's been 40 years. It's been time. Like, it's time. Like, it's time to just go, whoop, just change it. And they're like, nope.
Yeah.
And then, like, you have a chance to beat Hogan's record also. It's like, dog, like, it's like, first off, fuck him, and then second off, you're never going to get anybody holding the title for this long ever again. Like, just kill it. Just do it.
Basically.
It's like, you're so close. Like, it's so close. It's like, right there. It's just like, just do it. And they're like, nope, we don't want to do it. We don't want to break a record. It's like, oh my God. And the funny part is, all of the stories coming out of Cody losing the title is way better than Cody winning the title. And, like, I don't want to see Cody versus The Rock for the title. I don't want to see Rock defend the fucking, like try to take the title from Cody. I don't want to see that. Like, I would rather Rock and Cody, no title, and just, like, make that moment. Just, like, okay, Rock versus Cody for no title. People be like, well, why you didn't put the title on? Because it doesn't make sense. Like, Cody's still chasing the title. It's like Rock is literally standing in front of him. Rock has said, you will never get a shot at the title. And if he literally, like, they had this match, and he says, Rock, if I beat you, I get another shot at the title. And you'd be like, okay, cool. Like, all right, there you go. Like, you have the match versus The Rock. And that starts dissension between Rock and Roman, because Cody loses, and then he's like, dog, I got to put my title on the line against this guy again. Like, you lost. Like, we had this plan, and you fucked it up. And then you have Rock start to get angry, and it's like, all right, now you have this whole story. There's, like, more build for the fucking 41, where it's going to be fucking Rock versus Roman. And it's all fucking, it just all makes sense. Cody has to lose. It makes sense, but nope, everybody wants whatever the fuck they want.
People don't want things to make sense anymore. They just want the thing right there and boom.
Exactly. It's like, people just piss me off, and like, we'll get into more pissing off later, because then we go back and Liv and Becky get attacked by Nia, and Nia sets up a match next week, Becky versus Nia, last man standing, last woman standing, by the way. So,
did she get there late?
Yes. Dude, I saw this floated around, and like, I want this because somebody said this, and like, I've been trying to figure out how we get there anyway, because like, the rumor is Jade Cargill versus Nia, and I've been trying to figure out how to get there. What if Jade causes Nia next week? Jade's like, I'm tired of your shit. I'm tired of you thinking that you're the shit. I'm going to cause you, and sets up WrestleMania. Like, I would be okay with that. Like, I would be okay with that. She's done with fucking, whatchamacallit, Becky, and everything's fine. I'd be cool with that.
Yeah. You could also go the route, which is, like, way easy, just open challenge. Like, Nia has nothing to do with nothing, but, like, go out there and WrestleMania and be like, yo, I deserve a fucking match. Like, fuck y'all. And then Jade comes out.
The funny part is, like, when she does that, everybody immediately will start to think of Liv Morgan. They're like, oh, she's going to face Liv Morgan. That's going to be her thing. It's like, God damn it, no.
Yeah.
So then we had the most pointless-ass match, that Shayna Baszler and Zoe Starks versus the Kabuki Warriors. And they're like, okay. Like, I know they won the match last week, and they got the title match. And it's like, okay. But the Kabuki Warriors won, and it was like, nobody gave a shit. Like, this match had nothing. Nobody gave a shit. Everybody was like, okay, whatever.
I would have booked it differently. Mm-hmm. I actually would have booked fucking Zoe and Shayna to win. Mm-hmm. However, right? Mm-hmm. Had Bayley, like, screw the Kabuki Warriors. Because Bayley has not, like, got payback yet. You know what I mean? So that would kind of put Shayna and Zoe kind of on her side. Like, she's trying to do better. You know what I mean? Like, she's trying to help out the faces now, whatever. But none of that happened, so.
Yeah, like, I would have been cool with anything happening, because, like, that, it just was for no reason.
Yeah.
So, then we had Judgment Day, and Andrade walked in, and Rhea said, Dom told me keep an eye on you, and he wants to talk to you when he comes back next week. She's like, okay. And
in the hospital or something after that match with Gunther?
No, they just conveniently forgot to mention that he got married. So that's why he's not there.
No, but I mean within storyline.
Oh, probably. And the best part about him getting married is at the reception, Damian Priest got everyone to boo Dominic at his own wedding reception. Bravo.
That was hilarious.
That's great. It was like, wow, they booed the shit out of him.
It sounded like the show, did it not? Like, he started talking like, boo.
Yes, it was so good. So I was happy that that happened. So
same.
Then they had Damian Priest versus Truth, and Regeneration X was out there to help them out. They got their asses beat, and Truth got murdered, and yep, that was a match. And Regeneration X is like, God. So to me, it looks like they're going to be in the tournament. I mean, they're going to be in that fucking six-way because they're going up against the Creeds next week.
Creed kind of like deserved that shit too, though. That's kind of fucked up.
I know, but like, it's, like, I feel like Triple H has decided, hey, fuck it. Everybody that you think should deserve something, we're going to put them against somebody else that deserves it just as much, and we're going to fuck one of them. It's like, why are you doing this? This makes no fucking sense. Like, I don't know. I'm bored.
No, I guess. It makes perfect sense. Okay. If you're a petty motherfucker that is tired of these goddamn fans ruining every goddamn thing. Oh, this motherfucker deserves it? Now you're bitching about this motherfucker over here? Okay, we're going to put them both in the match, and we're going to screw you now. Now you have to pick.
I just hate that. Like, it makes no fucking sense. It's like...
Because we make sense. That's what I'm saying. It's more so for the petty-ass motherfuckers that... The fucking Cody crybaby type motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's what this is for.
So they show a commercial and Mr. Beast is shown, and also Buddy Matthews is shown with Rhea Ripley. I mean Buddy Murphy.
That fucked me
Buddy
up a little Murphy. Bit.
That was funny. Like, it was random as shit because he's like, what the fuck? Why is he here? But yeah.
They're like, dog, is he there still? Like, what the fuck's going on?
Yes, he is. He's still in AEW. So,
did you notice Pat McAfee referenced him too? Like, who was he with? Like, really, dog?
All they have to say was, like, "Oh, she's with her buddy." That's it.
I would have done it.
So then we get Jey Uso. Jey Uso comes out. And Jey Uso says, it's twin versus twin, me versus me, yeet versus no yeet at WrestleMania. Jimmy versus Jay. I'm like, yep, knew that was coming.
And Viper didn't fuck that up, y'all. I'm like, Jay literally said me versus me.
Yep. That's exactly what he said.
I asked you, like, did he just say that?
Yeah, and the funny part is, like, when you said it, I was like, I thought he said that, but I wasn't sure, so I had to rewind it and was like, nope, he did say me versus me.
Okay.
So then we get the Intercontinental Championship Gauntlet match. And it starts out with Ricochet versus JD McDonagh, which, like, halfway through this match, I was like, I wish they just had a one-on-one match. That would have been better. Like, this match was kind of cool.
They were on fire.
Yeah, this match was cool. I'm like, oh shit, I like this. And then Bronson Reed came out. Bronson Reed squashed Ricochet. It was like, oh, cool, yeah, whatever. like, it's nothing against Bronson Reed or Ricochet, but it just was like random because like he just came out of nowhere, fucking hit him with a tsunami, and it was over. I'm like, oh, okay, well, yeah, okay, he just killed him. Yeah.
To his credit, though, JD fucked him up a lot, though, so.
Yep. That. And then Sammy came out, and Sammy winds up beating Bronson Reed. And then here comes Shinsuke Nakamura. And Nakamura beats up Sammy, and after the match, Sammy beats him. So Nakamura hits him with the Kinshasa after the match. And it's down to the last two. It's Chad Gable and Sami Zayn. And it's like, okay, we all know how this is ending, right? Because all of the promos, everything he said, we know how this is ending, right? And this match was so good. This match was so good. Like, them two together. Because, like, the first thing Chad Gable did was, like, he picked up Sammy. He was like, I don't want to win like this. I don't want to win like this. You're going to fight me head on. We're going to fight. We're going to fight. And they fought, and Chad Gable was putting them in ankle locks, fucking them up with Germans. Like, he was kicking his ass. Sammy was fighting back. Sammy, I swear to God, Chad Gable figured out how to put an ankle lock on in every fucking position. I was like, how the fuck did he even get that? It was so good.
Kurt Angle's son.
Yes. His true son.
Yes.
And then Sammy rolled him up. And if you look at this, I'm not trying to cause a conspiracy, Sammy rolled him up. He pulled him up really high, and they counted 1, 2, 3, but it looked like Chad Gable's shoulders were off the mat. And I was like, he fucking, he's his shoulders off the mat. And Sami Zayn won. And Chad Gable, after the match, he was like, get up, get up, get up now. He made him get up, and he shook his hand, and he said, yeah, go get him, or whatever. And then he just left. But, yeah. But here's the thing, right? Sammy won. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fallout. And two, holy shit, dude. You didn't see it. You didn't see it because it was just like one of those regular random-ass Twitter things. It probably popped up on YouTube, too. But holy shit. So Kathy Kelly goes in, and she interviews Chad Gable afterwards. She was like, yo, how you doing? You know, is everything all right? Chad Gable was like, yo, I don't even know anymore. He was like, I'm broken. He was like, yo, I've done this for my daughter. I've been trying to do this for my family. He was like, how are you the rock of your family and you have to walk back in the house and be broken? And he cut like this amazing ass heartfelt promo. I'm like, how the fuck did he not win? Like, who the fuck licensed Sami Zayn to win? It was so like, it was so good. And then according to Booker T goes, oh my God, like everybody online hates Sami Zayn. They've been talking shit to Sami Zayn. They hate Sami Zayn. And like, if you read the comments, like, this is how you know the tribalism is alive and well, because you read the comments and people are like, oh my God, it's the E-Drones. They don't know what they want. Blah, 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 blah. And it's like, they just were being assholes. Like, just like, oh, the E-Drones are so stupid. Look, they used to love Sami Zayn. Now they don't love him now. And it's just like, you see all of this, but then you actually see people who watch Raw and it's like, no one's mad at Sami Zayn. We're just mad that, like, he's not getting fucking, like, Chad Gable's not getting what he deserves. We want Sammy to win the world title. People literally said, we want Sammy to win the world title. We don't want him to win an Intercontinental title. We want Chad Gable to win it. And they're just like, no, you E-Drums are just mad because of this. And it's like, oh my God, you guys are stupid. Like, I hate the tribalism bullshit. It just gets on my fucking nerves. It's like, why?
Because Chad 100% deserves the IC title. Whereas, and like, I love Sammy, but Sammy does not. And what I mean by that is, Sammy has already had the IC title multiple times. I want to say 3 off the top of my head. If not, at the very least, 2. You know what I mean? And he deserves more than that.
And that, you know? That goes back to what I've been saying. Fucking Money in the Bank. It makes so much sense. Drew has the title. Drew takes some time off. And Drew just goes home, but he loses the title to Sami Zayn. It makes so much sense. It's like, it's perfect. It's in Sami's hometown. It's a fucking big match. It's the perfect time. It's like, yeah, just do it. And everybody's like, nope, we don't want that. It's like, well, not even everybody. It's Triple H going, nope, we don't want that. It's like, you son of a bitch. Like, you've done everything right up until now, and it's just like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to drop the ball and throw it on the floor and spike it. Like, you son of a bitch. Like, it's perfect. Like, you have so many perfect opportunities. You're like, nah, fuck this. Like, I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it. Like, you could have this long-ass title run come to an end at Madison Square Garden. Wow, that would be great. Also, you have Sami Zayn winning a world title in front of his people in Toronto. Wow, that would be great. What do? I'm going to put him in an IC title feud where Chad Gable could have this big moment at WrestleMania in front of a bunch of people too. But wow, you know what? I feel like WWE's in a shithole right now. What the fuck, man? This is so bad. It's like you have the perfect shit laid out right in front of you. You just go, I'm going to go complete opposite way just for no fucking reason. It's like, the fuck are you doing? Like, the fuck are you doing? It's like perfectly laid out. Nah, fuck you.
I blame why? The fans.
I blame them too. I blame them for a lot, but why? Like, it's right there. It's just right there. All of these things are right there. They're laid out perfectly. And it's just like, nope. And I don't care about anybody talking about, oh, you got to let it play out. You got to let it play out. It's playing out completely ass backwards. I don't want to see this. Fuck you. Fuck you. Like, come on, dude. It's so fucking perfectly laid out. Just give us what we want. Like the Batista meme. Just give us what we want. That's all we want.
Like, basically.
Fuck. But yeah, we had a lot of big business that we talked about. And yeah, done. Anything else?
No, wrestling seemed to suck this week.
Yes, it did.